Republican U.S. Senate candidate Joe Miller's personnel records have been made public as of 4 p.m. this afternoon. Miller said this morning that he would not appeal a judge's ruling regarding the release of his confidential personnel files from the Fairbanks North Star Bureau. Miller spoke with Steve Heimel on APRN's Talk of Alaska.
I just basically want a yes or no, I guess, or whether you've decided to appeal.
Well, I mean, I think that there does need to be a little background. No, I'm not going to appeal.
Miller said it is unfortunate that somebody's medical or other information can be released simply because he's running for office. The Republican candidate for U.S. Senate said he had remained mum on the content of the records due to a confidentiality agreement with the Fairbanks North Star Bureau.
There is a confidentiality agreement that I'm bound to by the Bureau that limits me in what I can say. That being said, I think Alaskans are entitled to know whatever they want to know. So the whole file is going to go out that has been released by the judge. It's, again, something that doesn't allow me to really respond much to what's there, except to tell the Alaskans that, look, not been a perfect person with respect to the issue with the computers voting in that political poll. But, you know, the fact is it's there. They're going to be able to look at it. The answer is no, we aren't going to appeal it. We're going to move forward, hopefully, focusing on the issues.
Several media organizations sued the Fairbanks North Star Bureau under the Freedom of Information Act to gain access to Miller's personnel file. Miller had worked part-time for the Bureau and was disciplined by his employer for having used Bureau computers for political purposes, violating the Bureau's ethics policy. Miller has fought the release of the records since midsummer, but recently admitted that he had been put on a 3-day leave and docked pay for his gaffe. The personnel records are now online on the Anchorage Daily News website. One memo from Bureau Attorney Renee Broker, dated March 26, 2008, notifies Miller of an investigation and possible disciplinary action for being, quote, dishonest about your conduct and about the reasons for your conduct, unquote. Broker refers to Miller's use of Bureau computers. Broker then tells Miller she realizes he is under stress, which could be the reason for his lapse in judgment. Other records contain internal Bureau emails regarding Broker's worry about email correspondence regarding TAPS litigation. Others mention Miller's health. Reached by phone a few minutes ago, Broker said she felt sad about the release of the records. Joe worked here for 7 years, Broker said. We were friends. It's sad.